Here on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Professor Jill Shelton teaches a class on the psychology of aging. Last summer, her students volunteered to work in facilities for aging residents. That's not possible now due to the coronavirus, so for the class project this summer, her students created activity kits with games and puzzles to spur cognitive stimulation, delivering the kits to Summit View Senior Community at the base of Signal Mountain.
Jill, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the psychology of aging class project that took place this summer, given the unique conditions still very much with us.
The psychology of aging class at UTC has recently been designated an experiential learning course, and typically students would be in aging facilities or elsewhere in the community doing service projects to support elders. Of course, that was not possible this summer. Rather than just canceling the project, I felt like it was important for our students to have some hands-on experience to support elders who are particularly impacted by the current pandemic. And so, as everyone knows, people living in residential communities or long-term care facilities are being put in isolation. They're not allowed to have visitors. So what we wanted to do is find a way to help these elders stay engaged. We know that social isolation leads to cognitive dysfunction, and so we wanted to find a way to create activities that would be cognitively stimulating. So the students, I had 28 students in the class, and they worked in groups to develop materials to put in these activity kits so that elders could feel like they were engaging in activities that kept their minds active. We had them reflecting on their life and things that they were proud of. And so the students were really creative in coming up with ideas about ways that we could engage people living in the Summit View facility.
And in these types of goodie bags, we're talking about what?
For example, we had activity booklets that would include crossword puzzles that students came up with. So it might have a 4th of July theme, something about summer. They went into the holidays coming up with crossword puzzles or other types of like Sudoku puzzles. They had coloring activities, so things that helped people make associations. So anything that they could do to help elders keep their mind active. We also had some groups that put in journals, and they would have prompts to help elders think about aspects of their life, things that made them happy, things about their family that they could reflect on. So we're helping them prompt memory, but also trying to create a positive climate for elders doing these activities. We had cards in the activity kit so people could do card games. What was really great about the students, not only were they very thoughtful in the activities that they come up with, but they also recruited help from local businesses to help make donations. So for example, we have Solutions Pharmacy, a local business in Chattanooga that donated hand sanitizer, lotion, and some self-care products. So it was really great to see students interacting with local businesses in a way to give back to elders in the community.
And typically these students would be at that facility volunteering, but of course this summer that's something they couldn't do.
Absolutely. And it was really fascinating to read the students' reflection paper. So they wrote about this experience throughout the process, the planning, the ideas that they had, trying to put themselves in the situation of someone living in a long-term care facility and being in isolation. And they reflected afterwards about the experience, and they were overwhelmingly positive about what it meant to them to be able to do something nice for people in the community. But consistently, I saw students saying the only regret they had is that they could not be in the facility with these elders. And so I'm hoping that when we get to a time where that's possible, some of these students will be inspired to actually go into those facilities, visit, and learn from older adults.
And tell us more about the response that you received from those older adults about this project.
The residents of this aging facility, Summit View, were really excited and felt touched to have students be thinking about them and coming up with activities to keep them engaged. And elders are known for really wanting to give back to the next generation. And so to have that generation provide the time and energy to come up with these packages was just really a touching experience for them. But like the students, the residents most want to have interaction with other people. And so I think as a community, we need to continue thinking about ways that we can reach out to people who are isolated and find ways to engage with them socially and let them know that we're thinking about them.
All right. Jill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.